Yes, and Rabbi Osai, it's a very, we can learn from this week's parsha, several episodes of how the koach of a person, how much heights of shlemus he can reach. It's important to focus on it, to be inspired by it, to know we can do this. We can do it, Rabbi Osai. The first piece, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Aleph, is Yosef. When he hears his brothers having charata, as we know, the background of both, what's the background to this whole scenario? The background was that Yosef in the previous parsha, when his brothers first came, even before that, right, Yosef had a tremendous desire to go and tell his father, who he hasn't seen for 22 years, that I'm alive, I'm here. He could have gone to Eretz Canaan earlier. But he didn't, and even once the brothers came, he didn't tell them who he was. He went through the whole charade and the whole play because he wanted, Chazal tells us, he wanted to make sure the timing was right, and he wanted to make sure his brothers had charatted the tshuva, felt the remorse, felt, recognized they made a mistake, and therefore he held himself back. He didn't say a word. 22 years. Remember, he was the favorite son. He was the Ben Zakunim. He was one who Yaakov taught all his Torah, gave all his Torah to him. He was the next generation, the Talmud Muvak of Yaakov Avinu, the God Gadol. But he held himself back. He said, listen, I have to do what's right. I want to make sure my brothers have the opportunity to shuva, to recognize what happened over here. And therefore, he didn't say a word until now. What happens now in this week's parsha? So he sees, Baruch Hashem, he probably said to himself, Shoin Sait. You know what that means? Right? It's already time. Yiddish. It's already time, the time is right to go ahead. I see my brothers have charata, they realize they made a mistake, they were talking in front of him, they told him what happened, they felt terrible, they regretted, they realized this sorrow happened to them because of this. And they felt a sense of tshuva, they felt a hargosh of tshuva, they repented, they felt bad for what they did. So Yosef feels, okay, now is the time to reveal myself, to tell him what's going on, tell him who I am, and have the final reunion to his father. So what happens? It says the Pasuk, Vayochel Yosef Vosapek, he could not, we'll see in Rashi what that means. So what do? He tells everybody to leave. He tells all the servants, his bodyguards to leave. Nobody was there when he reveals himself to his brethren, to his brothers. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Vayochel Yosef Vosapek. Vayochel Yosef Lispol Shiyu Mitzrim, Mitzrayim, or Mitzrim Nisavim Orav, the showman. He couldn't handle the fact, I can't reveal myself to them and tell them who I am. I am Yosef, Hashem Mechartim Osehena. He couldn't do that because people would be here, they would be embarrassed. People are listening, people are there, people are in the audience, his bodyguards, his servants, his maidservants, whatever, they're all there. And his brothers would be embarrassed. Sha'achiv Shomash, Sha'achiv Misbaishim Bivadolehem. Right, they'll be very embarrassed when people are there and you get embarrassed in front of them, so it's even worse, the greater busha. Obviously, they felt bad about what happened, but for Yosef to say, I'm Yosef, here I am, and you guys are the ones, you know, you guys here, I'm the one that you sold down to Mitzrayim, believe it or not, and everyone is, wow, what had this guy, this Yosef character, boy, he's a real, you know, he sells, kidnaps their brother, they kidnap their own brother, sell him to Mitzrayim, what a busha, what an embarrassment. So Yosef couldn't handle it, so he sends everybody out. So that, when he tells them, there'll be no around to hear it. Says the Medrash, is Mahogus the Medrash, two Tanoim. That's right, two Amoraim, I think. Amoraim. Vayochel Vosapek, says the Medrash. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to write that's the Medrash. The first one's Rashi, that's the Medrash, okay. Abcham Rachanin Omar, Ross Yosef Keshura. Yosef made a little bit of a mistake over here. It wasn't the right thing to do. What happened? Shilu bought Bo, Ech Mehem, Yorhayemes. If one of them would have gotten upset or excited and angry at what's going on, whatever, and rebelled, or bought Bo, kicked him, I guess it means, he would have kicked him. He would have, you know, killed him. These guys were powerful brothers. And to be alone without the bodyguards was a very dangerous situation, or somewhat dangerous, they could have killed him. Shmuel Baruch Hu argues, says, no, Yosef realized that the tzaddikim, they would never kill him. So he was not concerned about that at all. The Nachash al-Shechazdam, it says, but the first prayer holds, they were, there was possibility. It was a possibility that maybe they would go ahead and they would kill him. There was that, I don't know how big of a possibility it was, but it was somewhat of a possibility. So it could be Yosef shouldn't have done this. He made a mistake. Cheshbon, halacha. You don't go ahead and kill, get yourself potentially killed. both as a shtel zefor on both sides. You know, he, Yosef, again, he was very much concerned. He wanted to get on with the show. He held himself back for, I think it's months already, a year and change. I forgot how long it was since the first time they came. And all the other years before that, when he could have had gone and told Yaakovino, now comes the time. How tremendous, how much of a desire there is to go ahead and reveal himself right away and tell them. But says, yes, I can't do it. He couldn't. He couldn't do it. He was so concerned, so much, had so much love and feeling for his brothers, for their embarrassment feelings, that he said, no, I can't do it. I'm stopping. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. Both sides, and think about it even more on both sides. The embarrassment would be there anyway. In other words, the people in the community, right, the people in the palace, the avodim, the servants and the guards, the secret service, right, they'll find out 10 minutes later exactly what happened. Right, the word's going to spread. No one's going to think it's a secret, right? They'll find out later on what happened, that this is Yosef, and how did he get here? He will sell down to Mitzrayim. They'll check out the records. He was in jail. And they'll see how terrible these brothers are. So the brothers will be walking around. They'll be embarrassed anyway. But I guess it's more embarrassing when you find out about it, when the brothers hear from Yosef and there's people around b'shas, that recognition of what happened and what we did wrong, and what this is the Yosef, and now they do it in front of him. It's a bigger busha, right? So Yosef was not trying to avoid total busha. The busha would have been there later on, but to have the busha there right now in front of the Egyptians when he reveals himself, to have that, they should be embarrassed in front of the Egyptians. That's like a higher level busha, much greater busha. Rabbo said that's the concern, the love that Yosef had for his brothers. He couldn't stop himself. I was a shtickel pikuach nefesh. Wasn't a big shash. I don't know. It's hard to know exactly what level it was and what the machokas is. I assume the machokas, they both, the second shash hold is not pikuach nefesh. The second hold is the first shash hold is pikuach nefesh, but it wasn't so much. And Yosef probably thought it was a little blessed. It's hard to know exactly. But the bottom line is, according to the first shot, definitely was somewhat of pikuach nefesh. And Yosef realized that. There was some degree, Mishnah, he knew that there was some pikuach nefesh. But nevertheless, Yosef says, I just can't tell them. I can't embarrass them like that. That's the depth and of love and concern that one has, at least for his brothers. Doesn't mean the same love with everybody, but that's what it means. Rabbeinu means concern for someone else, love for someone else, care not to embarrass someone, be margish for someone else's feelings to the extent, even if they'll be embarrassed later on anyway, it doesn't make a difference. I can embarrass them to a higher degree now, and I might get killed, but Yosef said, I can't. I have to go. I have to wait. I have to tell them to go out. That's Kiddush number one on both sides. Kiddush number two, a little different note, but the same idea on both sides. Look at the self-control he had. How could he do it? I mean, if I would be there, I would say, okay, you know, I'm the Yosef. You know, I'm waiting all these years. I love them so much, but I can't. I want to go see my father. Every minute makes a difference, right? I don't want to go ahead and wait until everyone goes out and this and that. Those couple minutes it took to keep him out. I'm Yosef. Let's go on with the show. I want to go. They did tshuva. They had charata. They felt aziv as hachet, all the different levels of tshuva they probably had, right? But nevertheless, Yosef says, I have to control myself. I can't control my love. My love is so deep for them, but I have to go ahead and at least control my mouth. I could have said, I think Rabbi Yehuda Lev Chassman says this to her, I think, that he could have said, I'm Yosef, that's what he wanted to say, just to blurt it out. What he said later on, let him say it right now. No, he controlled himself, he stopped himself from talking in front of his brethren. He was so motivated to go ahead and tell them and finally get on with the show and go see his father after 22 years. That's the control, the self-control that an other mashalim has, that a tzaddik has, someone who's davik b'torah, someone who learns musar and trains himself to all I want is what's right. I care for other people. I care for people. I care for their busha. I care for their feelings. And therefore, he says, I'm not going to say a word. I'm controlling myself. You know, we have so many times we find we want to say something, lashon hara, whatever, embarrassing. You know, it's hard to control yourself. It's very hard to do that, especially. But in this case, 22 years, he didn't see his father. He says, "No, I'm not. I'm going to wait a little more. I'm going to control myself." That's the cost of a person to control his emotion, to control his feeling, control his mouth, and not talk if it's inappropriate. The similar variables we see on the bottom, the second chazal, second pasuk. When Yosef finally goes to see his father, yes, Yosef Merkavto, he goes ahead and puts his puts the saddle on the on his whatever on his horse or his wagon, whatever, he sets it together. He goes to his father Goshna, Vayera Elov, and he appears to him. And he falls on his neck. Oh, he cries more. Says Rashi, who's Vayera Elov? Oh, what does that mean? Vayera Elov. Who's talking to me? Who saw who, so to speak? Says Rashi, Vayera Elov, Yosef Niro Aviv. Right? Then when they both met, so Yosef appeared. He became seen to his father. And says, this is a little better, he says even more, Yosef ha'chakrosol le'heros l'aviv. When Yosef went to see his father, when they both met, what was his purpose? What was his intent? What was his motivation? I want my father to see me. I want my father to see me. I also think about it. There were two different kosher emotions to feel, right? When they're about to meet, like I mentioned before, 22 years, he's dying to see his father, the father who made him what he is, the father, Gadol Hador, father of Moshe Feinstein, and I'm his Talmud Muvak, I'm his beloved son. I haven't seen him for 22 years. I want to see him. I have a personal drive, a kosher drive to see my beloved father, who I love so much, who I miss so much. That's one drive. That's one emotion he feels. But there's a different emotion, the one that the Rashi and the Sif Chacham talk about. He wanted to show, he wanted to be seen by his father. He wanted his father to see him. What shot? He wanted, I think, the Parshim explained, he wanted to show his father that in spite of all my years in Mitzrayim, in the terrible, disgusting, vulgar, immoral environment of Mitzrayim, he still remained a Torah Jew. He's a Ben Torah. He's still Yosef B'Shei Musa Omed. He's still the same Yosef he was 22 years ago. He wants to give his father nachas. He wants to keep it alive. He wants to show his father I'm alive, number one, and I'm still the same Yosef. That's why he wanted to appear in front of him. I want him to see me. I'm wearing a yarmulke. I'm not wearing the, I shouldn't say tight pants, whatever, right? I'm not in all the Egyptian styles, right? I'm not doing all that. I'm Yosef like I was 22 years ago, and he wanted to give his father nachas, right? I'm Yosef who's the king and so subject to so many nisyonos achayim, whether it's Eis Potifar or whether it's just the living the lifestyle of degradation that the immoral Mitzrayim led. All that was he wanted to make sure his father sees him. So what does he do? So, Pashas, you go ahead and you have these two emotions. Says Rashi, that's not pshat, right? The Torah says that wasn't his motivation. His motivation was he rose to love to be seen by his father. The other motivation, as kosher might be, but was that was like a personal. I don't know. I want to call it a drive, a personal taiva, a kosher taiva. I don't mean a negative taiva, but that was not. He was so controlled. He was so developed. So mushlam. That everything was al pi the Torah. You know what that means? That means, why am I going to see my father? You know why? Because I want to see him? No, that's not why. Of course I want to see him, but that's not why I'm going. That's not why I'm jumping in front of him, showing him who I am, because I want to show him, I want to make my father happy. I want to do kibbutz of aim. I want to listen to the Torah, which directs me, which makes me perfect myself and train myself. I care. One thing is uppermost in my mind, to be seen by my father. He should get the nachas and see who I am. That was his goal. So again, Rabos, you see this, the I don't know if you call it self-control, I don't know if you call it self-perfection, how one has total shlit of himself. All his emotions react in sync with Das Torah, in sync with the Mitzvah Torah, in sync with Kibbutz of Eim. In this situation, that's how a person is supposed to develop himself, Rabos. Also, you're supposed to learn Musar and work on yourself. We talked yesterday a little bit, and someone asked me, we talk about all the time about, you seeing the long term from the short term, that, certain things are not kedai to do for the long term. They might give me pleasure short term, but in the long term, I lose out. So someone then, the chevra asked me, what do you mean? But it doesn't work, Rabbi. I tried all the time. It doesn't work, or something like that, right? But Maestro both say, it does work, and that's our achrayus, right? And it's hard. It's not easy. No one says it's easy, right? It's not easy to do. But the goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is to perfect oneself to whatever degree one can, the highest level, if possible, that one personally can do. And that is to all your actions, all your thought processes, all your feelings should be Al Pi Das Torah. In this case, it was Kibbutz of Eim. That's what I want. Do I want to see him? It's a kosher thing, and maybe someone less of a person would want that also. But that was not, there weren't dual emotions, there wasn't two emotions over here, it was one feeling. I want to be seen by my father. That was his motivation. So we have tremendous kochos rabosai. You guys, all of us here, we have tremendous kochos to perfect ourselves, to control ourselves, to go ahead. The first shmooze that we to be migish for someone else to start, number one. Number two, to control us, is not blurt out what we want to do, which is so motivating to do that. And number three, same similar idea over here, to control oneself and feel the proper emotions when I see my father for 22 years.